You are a slut pig.
Hey, y'all. I'm Christian Gray Snow, and this is the Slut Pig Podcast, a podcast from The Dip. And today, it's obviously not Friday. That's because this is a bonus episode, girls and gays. And I am happier than Harry Hamlin and Lisa Rinna learning that Amelia and Scott Disick are no longer together because we have been treated, y'all. We have been really, really treated to the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City season two taglines and the first few minutes of the season two premiere. And baby, let me tell you, it is
shamazing.
And I would rather be a victim of Jen Shah than wait any longer to get this conversation started. So let's dive in. Your girl just hopped off a plane literally 2 hours ago. I came straight home to record this. I could not do it alone, so I reached out to someone who all of you know and someone who all of you love. One of my Bravo besties, Faces by Bravo. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Snowflake.
Oh, God. Well, listen, as I always say around here, small talk is like a small dick, and you and I both hate some small dicks, so we're going to get started. Today, we're talking about Housewives of Salt Lake City taglines, obviously, and we're gonna play them right now, all right? So up first, Jen opens the taglines this season. Here we go.
The only thing I'm guilty of is being shamazing.
All right, first thoughts, go.
Imagine being indicted on federal crimes and agreeing to record this fucking tagline. It's iconic, but also terrifying.
Like, I hate to say it, but I'm like, I need her to come out and be like, they had a gun to my head and said I had to do it. Like, what were you thinking?
No, I bet you she had a gun to their head saying, I better be able to record this. She's like, I want this.
At this point, she's like, I feel like she is kind of so fucked. She's like, I might as well just like ride it out, balls to the wall. You know, I mean, come on.
I feel like she is literally thriving off the attention of this. Even though it's like, people are not riding for you right now, girl. They're like, we're laughing at you, kind of, not with you.
Like, I actually can't think of a form of attention I would rather not have.
You know, literally.
Like, I do not want those eyes on me. But at the end of the day, like, what do we love? We love housewives who are just so far-fetched from reality and so out of touch. And honey, if you look up out of touch in the dictionary, I think Jen Shah might be right the fuck there, because look, it's a good tagline, and they're opening the taglines this year with it, but I just cannot believe that her lawyers are like, what is happening?
The judge is literally adding 10 years for every second that tagline is playing.
I'm sorry. Okay, so switching to a serious side, it kind of makes a mockery of what's going on. 1,000%? Like, are you serious?
It's one thing to want to defend your innocence, which, I mean, again, it's very hard to believe that she's innocent, but whatever, innocent till proven guilty. It's one thing to want to defend your innocence, but she's literally kind of making a mockery of the court system and the justice system. So this is not going to do her favors.
And it just doesn't settle well with me when, like, just a couple months ago, it came out that they named her as, like, one of the top tier offenders.
The top,
and the people in her tier who had already been sentenced were serving multiple years in prison. So anyway, all right, well, now we're gonna move on over to our skincare princess, Whitney.
In a town of beauties and beasts, there is only one wild rose.
Listen, I think it's cute. It's playful. Is it like shaking me to my core? No. But obviously, you know, they needed something a little safe after that gin. they needed like a little buffer, you know, a little bumper.
Well, I could be wrong. I hope I don't want to give this away, but it makes a lot more sense knowing she did buy out her business partner. And I think she's rebranding Iris and Beau to Wild Rose this season.
Oh, cool.
So I think if that's truly what I could be wrong, but I think that's what it is. That makes a lot more sense than...
That makes a lot of sense.
You know what I mean? And it's actually much more wittier.
Yeah. And then in a town of beauties and beasts, perhaps maybe there was some like bad blood with the business partner and she comes out on top. So it's like iconic. I love it. It's very Melissa and coming back to her store and everything was stolen, but she got the store anyway. You know what I'm saying? All right. We're going to move on to Lisa.
You don't have to like me. I love myself enough for the both of us.
Listen, what are your thoughts?
Okay, I love the tagline. The delivery sucks. Like, the delivery is like a run-on.
It sounds like she recorded it, like, while she was walking down the hall or something.
Yes!
Yeah.
It's like, and having a conversation with her. And I'm like, oh no, Lisa, come on now. Like, that was such, it's such a good tagline. The delivery sucks. I'm more upset that they didn't pick the one I suggested for her, which was, in business and in life, I never set the bar low.
Oh, that's a good one. Listen, well, she's going to be around for a while, so they'll save that one. We'll save that one for next year, you know? I do like hers, though. It does feel very her. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is the woman who last year, when they were like, what is your biggest, you know, what do you hate most about yourself? And she was like, I just never stop working. You know, like, I am just the hardest, you know?
I'm never going to change for anyone. And then, like, the tears, she's like, I'm just, like, such a hard worker. Oh.
She, I love it.
It's so good. So Lisa, whether she wants to admit it or not, she is Ramona Singer, and that's why I love her.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah, I can totally see that. All right, we're moving on to our newbie, Jenny.
I have plenty of everything, including opinions.
All right, so we don't know much about her. I don't know what you know about her. I've obviously, in the teaser that we got for the, you know, the trailer we got, you know, it shows Jen saying that she's a firecracker, so it makes sense that she's coming in hot with all her opinions. What do you know? What are you thinking about this newbie this
year? She's spicy, and from the premiere, I'm already obsessed with Jenny. I can't wait. I'm not going to ruin this. I want y'all to see her backstory on and everything. It is truly incredible. I think she's going to be such a great addition. And I love that. I feel like this is a new trend now where, like, with Dallas, we replaced the Tiffany's and the Carries with another Carrie and Tiffany. And now we're replacing Jen potentially with a Jenny. Oh, yeah.
It's like, imagine meeting your replacement.
Yes, you know, exactly.
Before you're replaced.
Exactly.
Well, I love that you said that. So do we get a lot of her in the premiere?
Yeah.
From the get-go? Good.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm not kidding you. I'm obsessed with her from the premiere. Just, she's someone I'm excited to get to know, especially based off her family, super cute and fun, and her backstory is so fascinating, and I think it's really cool that she's sharing that with all of us, so.
Ooh, well, I cannot wait. And now we're going to move on to our ice princess, Miss Marks.
I may be known for my ice, but I always bring the heat.
Honestly, Meredith could get up there and say chicken shit, and I'm going to love it because her smoky, deep voice is so sultry and sounds like she just licked a fucking ashtray and smoked with Luann for like 6 hours. Like, she gets whatever she says, I love it, you know? What are your thoughts on her tagline?
Obsessed. I mean, truly, she can do no wrong. I love that she's engaging. This season, we are going to see Mrs. Marks being very engaged. And I mean, it's clear based on the previews and stuff that have shown that her and Lisa already get into it episode one.
Yes, so, episode I one. Mean,
yeah, and you know what?
I don't like those two arguing.
So I feel like you and I talked about this last year whenever it was all airing. I was like, I know season two, we're going to get a Lisa Meredith feud because you could already see it happening. And it's not going to be something so in your face, I feel like, throughout the whole season. I mean, they definitely get into it in the first episode, but they're going to like kind of keep it under the current. You know what I mean?
Kind of protecting each other in a way.
That's what I feel. Yeah, right. I don't know if that's the case. I just feel like they're going to protect each other, but at the same time, you know it's brewing under there. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Interesting. I love the tagline. I think it's saucy. It's spicy. I saw on Twitter, someone was like, wait, the heat or heat is like a term for like the cops. And so someone was like, is that alluding to that? Because like, that's kind of what, I mean, based off the trailer, what we've been, you know, they've been, you know, hinting at anyway, that perhaps she had something to do with not maybe tipping off the feds, but maybe that the feds knew where Jen was, that she was at Beauty Lab. But I saw one tweet about that and I thought it was interesting.
Can we also talk about that? It's fascinating to me that I think it's stupid to think that anyone tipped off the feds. The feds definitely had those phones bugged for how long, right?
Baby, the feds were on Jen before Salt Lake City casting was
right.
On Jen. Okay, know that, okay?
They've been investigating these hoes for a decade now.
Yes, and also like, it was all right in front of us too. Like, but then the first episode last season, she branded herself as some like huge marketing guru in Salt Lake City. But when you Google her, there was literally nothing on her website except these t-shirts that you could, these like Gildan t-shirts that she was like stamping, like ironing her logo on, you know, Shaw right? Squad. And I was like, well, now, honey, if this is the best marketing that Salt Lake City has to offer, let me move out there and shake shit up. You know, because, so I remember thinking then, I was like, okay, something's off here.
Yeah. Well, can I tell you, I had been told while I was visiting there that Salt Lake and like in that area, it's like one of the biggest places for like white collar crime like that. And I wonder if bringing Real Housewives to Salt Lake City is going to like wreck some of that. And I could be wrong. I mean, like, I don't want to say that that's all true. I mean, that's just what I was told. But bring all these cameras to Salt Lake City and now everyone's businesses are going in.
I love it. I love it. But I don't know if my body can handle another Jen Shaw like next year. Like if this happened over again with someone else, I'm like, I'm emotionally depleted. All right, well, moving on to our queen, our fave, Mary, Pastor Mary. We love her.
If you come for me, I will send Jesus after you.
To me, maybe top 10 taglines of all time for me. Sorry, I'm willing to say it.
I'm obsessed with it. Truly, truly obsessed with it because Mary is like giving me strong, like Jesus is my homeboy vibes and like he's coming after your ass soon. And wait. It's Mary's iconic and people that hate Mary, you need to get up on, you know, the bandwagon here because she's so iconic if you let yourself enjoy her.
She's hilarious. She's fucking so hilarious. Funny. Oh, wait, yeah, so she's literally like, I'll send Jesus after you. She's literally about to pull a Carlton, like, on Kyle's computer. I said, this is what happened with my Instagram. She's about to be like that, except through Jesus. Like, she's about to be, like, flickering y'all's light. Y'all better stop hating on her because she's about to cut y'all's TVs off, have Jesus cut y'all's TVs off right in the middle of the episode, right in the middle of the season premiere. Strike him.
I'm also, like, I feel like it was supposed to be playful, but it comes off so scary at the same time.
I felt like she knocked somebody's teeth out in the church while she recorded that. Like, she was ready to go. Yeah. And then the footage, too, of her, like, on the stage at her church, like, getting, you know, all fired up. I'm like, oh, yes, I love it.
Oh, speaking of, I hope I can go see her preach on Sunday. We'll
I know.
See.
I have it in my notes. We're talking all about your trip after the taglines. All right. Last but not least, our girl Heather Gay, center snowflake holder, is wrapping out taglines for season two. And her tagline is,
I was raised a Mormon, but now I'm raising a glass of champagne.
I thought it was cute. I thought it was very
cute.
It's cute. It's a good one to end on. It's light. It's funny. Not funny, but it's sweet.
Yeah, I was fine. I mean,
it was fine.
It was fine. I mean, yeah.
All right. Here we go. Top tagline for you. Who is it?
Girl, you already know. Mary fucking Cosby.
Yes, same. I already have that in my notes too. Mary.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. She is my God.
Wait, I saw some people being like, the taglines overall weren't that great. And then the people that they picked as their top two, Mary wasn't there. And I'm like, what?
I also saw people getting, like, offended about Mary's tagline. I'm like, y'all, come on. Like,
honestly, change the channel, unfollow me, and go find something else to watch. If you get offended by that, why are you even here? If that offends you, girl, you're going to be offended the whole time.
She's not being, like, sacrilege. She's not being, like, saying Jesus is literally going to come. Like, people are taking that way too seriously, and it's just like, enjoy it.
Also, if you were religious, you would know that the Bible says, if God is with me or something, something, who can be against me? Something like that. I'll have to remix. I don't know. But so what she's saying is, look, if y'all come for me, I got God on my side. So you ain't gonna win. Okay. So
Amen.
Stop trying to make it something extra that it's not. All right.
Perfect way to put that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Has this ever happened to you? You need to see a doctor, you search, you find one that looks good, you wait on hold to book an appointment, of course you rearrange your schedule, and then you finally go in and find out the doctor doesn't even take your insurance. Ugh!
But there's a solution, y'all. Just download the free ZocDoc app. It's the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for local doctors who take your insurance, you can read patient reviews and book an appointment in person or through a video chat. You never have to wait on hold with a receptionist ever again. Whether you need a primary care physician, a dentist, dermatologist, psychiatrist, eye doctor, or any other specialist, ZocDoc has you covered. ZocDoc is here to make healthcare easy for you. And now is the time to prioritize your health. All you got to do is go to ZocDoc.com/slutpig and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor now. And did you know many are available as soon as today? That's ZocDoc.com/slutpig. Go to ZocDoc.com and download the free app now.
Really quick before you go, we have to break down these first 2 minutes that Bravo released of the season premiere. It is absolutely iconic. I would say chilling was the word that I used to describe it. It's chilling. What are your thoughts?
I would go on and say it is the best cold open I've ever seen on Housewives.
Ever.
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 Literally ever.
Well, we see the ladies, you know, they're arriving in the parking lot of Beauty Lab and Laser. They're boarding this like party bus type thing to Colorado, which, and you would have to be living under a rock to not know by now that this was obviously when Jen was hunted down, baby, by the feds, hunted down
in
via
her
helicopter. Lord. And she was arrested. So for me, you watch it that first time, and then when you watch it that second time, it's like so anxiety inducing watching her get on that bus, knowing she doesn't know, but we know that the feds are looking for her. Like, they're on their way there, speeding down the freeway, coming to get her. Like, that is insane to me. Insane.
Truly insane. And to think that there's literally helicopters. We have Homeland Security. We have NYPD. We have FBI. We have everyone on her ass there in Salt Lake City at Beauty Lab and Laser.
At Beauty Lab and Laser, baby. I mean, they were just going to land the helicopter right there in the parking lot and go in and get their laser for the week, you know? No, I mean, were the helicopters necessary?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes, because they knew we were filming the show. We needed that. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's true. I love it.
I feel like Jen was not trying to run away, but that gave vibes that she was trying to run away. I think she just didn't want to be arrested on camera, like in front of everybody. But that's why everyone's freaking out. Like, where is she? Where is she? Because she gave off vibes that she was trying to run away and flee the cops. So I think that's why it looks more serious than it probably needed to be.
Yeah. And it was like when she turns to Whitney and she's like, hey, can you turn this off? Can you take it off? And Whitney's like, why? Why? And then she starts like putting the pieces together and she's like, oh my God.
I think it was you posted today like a screenshot of her like looking up and you see like the camera lens or something. And it's just her like staring. And
she realized
she's like,
she was like,
fuck.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. Two things. It makes me very, very sad that Mary is not on the bus because I feel like her reactions to the cops swarming the place would have been a spinoff right there. You know what I mean?
Also, imagine Mary on a bus for however many hours they were going to have to be on a bus for.
She said, I love that they're like, Mary's just going to meet us there. She just called. She was like, I ain't fucking riding with y'all. I love how she waits to the day of. She's like, I'll see y'all there. Me and Jesus will meet y'all there.
She probably took like a private jet or something. It's like, I'll see you hoes later.
I hope. You want to know the one thing I was thinking though about watching this? I want to know so bad what was being said on that phone call to Jen.
Oh, didn't they? They kind of revealed it.
When they called and said, when she was on the bus?
Just kidding. No, I'm thinking of the story she was telling them was that Sharif was in the hospital with internal bleeding, and that's why she had to leave.
She said she'd gotten a bad phone call and had to bounce, yeah.
But you're right. I wonder what they were saying.
Reunion. Andy, I want you to say, who called you and what did they say?
And her court date's not until March now, right? So we're going to get a reunion and start filming ASAP probably before her court date, which is amazing. Do you think they'll give her another season?
Oh, I think season 3 is going to start with her court date.
Or maybe end it. the finale.
It depends. Yeah, it depends. It depends.
Oh my God.
Because if they start filming around the holidays, they could film for 3 months and wrap around the time that her court start. But see, that's the thing. Her first court date is going to be the first of many. It's going to go on a long time, you know?
Did they film Teresa while she was going through all of her court dates? I can't remember. I mean, I should know this.
They had cameras like waiting outside when her and Joe would leave the courthouse because they couldn't go in.
But I couldn't remember. Was it a lot of times? I know I remember vividly a couple times, but I don't remember a ton.
I just remember the sentencing. I remember the outfits more than like.
That's the bun. I remember the big bun.
And the white business suit. Yes. I loved it. I was like, come on, innocence. Absolutely. She put her hair up. Absolutely. Well, I wanted to tell you also, because you mentioned before, you're headed to Salt Lake City this weekend. You're going to see some of the Salt Lake City women. You're going to celebrate the season 2 premiere. Tell us what you have planned. Tell me everything.
So Wednesday premiere party, I'm unclear on who all is going to be there, but I know Whitney's hosting one. So I'll be going there. I am praying to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph that Faith Temple is now open for services. So I don't know. I hope that they are.
I didn't know they were still closed.
The website still says that, but you know, you never know. I feel like that's something where I would show up and
Mary, go update your Google hours. Yeah. Okay, honey.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I did call the number and literally all the hours on the website are different from the hours that they say on the telephone for everything. So part of me thinks that they're open now. So I'm going to try it out. Hopefully I get to see Mother Mary.
Is it Mary's voice on the phone? The like little recording?
No, I was hoping it was, because at first it was like, it is a woman's voice. And I thought maybe right at first it was. And then no, it's not. But all of the hours, except maybe one or two, do not match up with whatever's on the website. So it's pretty on brand.
Well, if you go to that church, you have to get a picture in front of the Mary and God picture.
Oh, 1000%.
Hell, maybe even just take it.
I kind of need one of those. Honestly, do you think that she'd let us like sell them?
I think that there needs to be one in the clubhouse. I would. I will. I'll put it on a shirt. I'll put it on a print.
Is that copyrighted?
Can it be copyrighted if you're in heaven? I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Can it?
The Lord would want us to sell this because, you know, it's spreading the word of God.
Hey, it's us making money instead of stealing it like gin. So what's God going to say about that? Nothing. All right. Well, thank you, love, for joining me and breaking down the season 2 taglines. The first 2 minutes of the premiere, everybody's season 2 of Housewives of Salt Lake City premieres on Sunday night. And be sure to catch up with Steve on his Instagram, Faces by Bravo, obviously. And you get to see all his Salt Lake City shenanigans this week and this weekend. So don't miss it. All right, everybody, quick thank you to my guest and my bestie, Steve, Faces by Bravo, for joining me today. Don't forget, he also has a podcast by The Dip. It's called But Now We Said It, and you don't want to miss it. You can get it anywhere that you get your podcasts, and that's all I got for you. Until Friday, I'll see you then. Have a good one. Bye.